CBA Mobile.
Zero TR.
Pause my music. So how you doing, Tom?
Yo, chicken. Just getting ready to order Bernice some flowers here. How's your day going?
Good. I've got, just finished playing tennis, and now I've got a guy that wants me to play tonight, so it depends on who's playing. Because this one guy I'm not playing with, he just, I don't know. He and I don't jee-haw. How's that?
I would say they walk among us.
I won't mention his name so I can talk. Now, if you hit the ball to him, he can hit it. And he hits fairly well, but if he can't get to it, in other words, if you don't hit it right to him, then, he's, he can't do anything about it.
You're getting elderly, is that what it is?
I think he's just having some trouble with his knees. And that sort of thing. But anyway, it would be nice to play again, I guess, on a Tuesday night, because normally I don't play twice on Tuesday anymore, but heck, I can. So, it's not gonna, certainly not going to hurt me none. That's for sure. I was really sad to hear that Bob ND4... is it ND4J is getting out of amateur radio, I think, I think he said he was going to hang on to a two-man rig in his vehicle.
Been going to call him, but I can understand him to get destroyed by a hurricane like he did, and he went a little overboard on stuff, but... he's always been a great friend and a great amateur radio operator. I get a little down with it at times. The last two nights, all there's been is FT8, FT4, and nothing else on QRZ. It's just overwhelming how many's doing the digital mode. And to me, that's just not ham radio, but I'm old, and I'm setting my ways, and I'm not going to play their ways on that. I can't see it when it's just a click of the mouse, but evidently they enjoy it, Dave, and I know you do too, and I don't mean to slander it, but I like to talk to people, and... meet people from all over the world, and it's just not possible, like, on those modes, hardly at all. So, it gets disheartening, and then all at once there comes a contest, and you see a zillion CW operators, and you know they're just sitting there pushing a button with their automatic code copiers, and don't want to put out the effort to learn it, and I don't know, it's just disheartening at times, but I've seen ham radio change up and down, like when they dropped the code, so I got over it, and besides that, I don't make the rules.
You're the go-to guy for the rules. Okay. Well, I don't know what's going to happen here at my house because my wife wants to cut the four trees down that are in the backyard. Three of them are sweet gum trees, and I hate those things, but they hold my antenna up. I mean, so I won't have anything back there, and I don't want to get out of ham radio, so I don't know what to do. I was thinking about asking my neighbor behind me if I could put put a tower right in his, on his property, right in the corner, you know, from my property, and that way HOA couldn't say anything to me because it's on his property.
Yeah, the other idea is a vertical. They don't work as well as I like. I think the wire antennas are much better, but they, you know, they've been around for a zillion years. In fact, a guy gave me one, and I never did put it up. And finally, I just scrapped it to, when I lived back up in Kansas, and it was very nice of him to give it to me. And he was really unable to use it anymore. He was going to a home, you know. But the problem with the tower, Dave, is as you get older, you're crazy if you climb, and Bob knows that. It's in D7J, by the way. And I give him all my tower climbing stuff years ago and did quite a bit for him to get him started. And like I said, he's been a great ham with a beautiful station. But he got wiped out during that storm, and I think he's getting to the age. He's had two reverse shoulder implants. And you just get to that age where someday your kid's going to have to see about getting that taken down. And I didn't want to do that, so when I got down here, I didn't put a tower up. I very easily could have out there in the backyard. Heck, I could put a 200-footer there and nobody could say anything. But I don't want to have the kids contend with that. But that's up to you. But towers have their problems. You got rotators. Rotators eventually fail. They're very, very expensive now. The wires go into them. They're a lightning attractor and need to be very well grounded. But they do require maintenance now and then. And I don't know. I had one for many years up in Kansas, and I only had 100 watts, but it done really good. So I'm not discouraging you in that way, but you're not getting any younger, Dave. This is NZLTR. Oh, and I hate the balls on the sweet gum trees. They just, they're a real pain and a slip hazard, too.
Backyard is on a hill. So, and those sweet gums are all over the hill. So when you, like when I walk down to my building and off my deck, you know, I'm on the hill and I busted my rear end, I don't know how many times, cutting grass back there. And, oh man, it's just awful. But we usually pay a guy to, you know, three trees. You can imagine how many sweet gum balls I got back there. So we usually pay a guy, and he's come once, so I'm, you know, probably wait until almost spring, or, you know, until my grass needs cutting, and let him come out again. And he'll collect them all up, and, you know. Well, let me jump out of here. I'm sitting in the garage, and I need to go inside and get some stuff done. So this will be my last, and I'll stick around for yours in 0TRKB4CBA.
Talking to you. Well, I was just putting some food for thought out there in your mind. But I had one of those, or we did, sweet gums up in Kansas. My daughter's got them over at their lake house, and it's blacktop where those balls fall, and it's very steep, just the front yard getting down to park, and it's very dangerous for me, those sweet gum balls. And it kind of reminds me of these women running around with those balls hanging out their nose. makes me sick of my stomach. Anyways, talk to you later, Dave. KP4CBA and 0TR73.